don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Finishing up this story with the political pundits Monday with MERS News Service. Final question they asked the pundits. According to AAA, gas prices in Michigan are up 85 cents from a week ago. Drivers are now paying, on average, $4.87 a gallon. At what point do these prices have to turn around before it begins to impact the Republicans in November's election? Republican conservative attorney Matt Wilk said probably within the next 3 or 4 months. The election 6 months away. Well, I think people understand price shocks, and especially consider what a long-term goal of this is, which is to free the oil in the Gulf from the clutches of regimes like Iran, who wishes death to America, death to Israel. However, people are not going to tolerate this forever. So I think they have a little bit more time to run with, but it's not just Michigan, it's across the country. I think it's something that the administration is focused on. Question is whether they can bring home the bacon. Another Democrat consultant, Leano Sharon, said, I think it's already impacting the Republicans for November. I don't think this is going to end anytime soon. I spent most of my working career, 20 plus years, in international business. I understand how supply chains work. This is not going to go away anytime soon, and it's going to get even worse before it gets better. And I very much doubt that there will be any significant downward movement on gas prices. They'll fluctuate, but I have no doubt that there will not be any significant downward pressure, at least until sustained downward pressure forces the gas prices down between now and November. Unless basically Trump just completely capitulates to Iran, which he's going to have to do anyway. This guy is an idiot. You didn't hear President Trump say yesterday, if they don't get a deal soon, the bombing is going to start? Well, he ends up with his comment this way. I don't think President Trump is smart enough to figure that out. And I don't think he's smart enough to figure a way out of this war, which will cause him to not be able to save face with the American people. He did this. He's so incompetent that he's boxed himself into a corner, and now has no idea of how to get out of it. Gas prices are going to keep going up until he figures this out. I don't think his ego is going to let him do that. Very, very interesting perspective from that Democrat. We're going to finish up this story. Karen Dumas, somewhat of the kind of independent in the middle, she has an idea. We'll get into her response, other side of the break. Word from her sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Where do we go from here now that all of the children are growing up? And how do we spend our lives if there's no one to lend us a hand?
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Karen Dumas, she's a columnist for a couple of newspapers, MLive and a few others, talking about these gas prices and how it's going to affect the Republicans in the November general election. Karen says, I think that people are under a lot of stress, and this is not a partisan issue. I don't think it's a Republican issue. I don't think it's a Democratic issue. People at all levels from all different political ideologies are really looking at every dollar. It's just going to be how that is leveraged or used going forward in the elections. I mean, people, some of them are connecting the dots on how and why this is happening. I don't know. I mean, the powers that be don't seem to really care, to be perfectly honest from my perspective. They just don't care. Most of them have government-issued vehicles, their elected officials, all at the taxpayers' expense, paying their gas bills. So I don't really think it resonates with them at the level it does with the average person. Democratic former state representative from Detroit, Leslie Love, now a political consultant, says, we've been here before. I remember when I was serving in the state legislature during the Biden presidency, it reached $5 a gallon. I think at that point, it becomes an issue. Once gasoline is $5 or above, it begins to change people's behavior. The commutes and the random trips to multiple stores to go shopping, or even how you drop off and pick up your children from school, that all changes. Even if you work remotely from home more than going into the office, it starts to change the culture when it gets to $5 a gallon. And so what we saw about 5 years ago was that there was a tender point where you go, you know what? This is too much. You start changing the way you live. You start changing the way you act. And then that gets you thinking about the election. Question is going to be the August 4th primary. That's just 3 months away. So we'll see how this ends up affecting the Republican primary. Are they going to be able to say, look at how we saved the day and lowered the prices and did all of that? Is it going to be part of their campaign strategy, or is this going to become a global issue due to what's happening in the Straits of Hormuz? Is it going to be local, or is it going to be global? That's what Leslie Love had to say about it. Well, I have an opinion. I've listened to a few of the news shows. I've heard the president speak yesterday. President Trump has come right out and said, you know what? We're getting to a tipping point. We are going to get to some kind of compromise deal that I want, not only for the American people, but for the world. And we will agree to it and they will honor it. If they don't, then I'm going to bomb the hell out of them. Iran threatened some freighters in the strait. Luckily, the United States military was able to shoot the missiles down. But Donald Trump said, if they hit one of our ships, that'll be the end of Iran. I will bomb the hell out of them. And I will absolutely destroy their country. If those guys don't take President Trump seriously and continue to play these games, I don't think it's going to turn out well for Iran. And if those bombs start flying and President Trump does what he said he's going to do, we will get to $5 a gallon, no doubt about it. However, if he bombs the heck out of them and forces absolutely a real regime change, where the Iran people say enough is enough. We're done with these guys representing us. We want to negotiate a deal with the president, Donald Trump. They take over their government. They take over their military and they negotiate a deal. President Trump signs it. They sign it. We get Israel to get on board with it. We get the Middle East on board. We get Europe on board. It's over. Gas prices are going to drop like a rock. We have enough supply. And Iran's getting to a point because of the blockade. They're losing, folks, listen to this, $400 million a day because they can't sell their oil. And there's also a storage problem. All of their reserves, reservoirs, all of their storage capacities are starting to reach their maximum capacity. When they run out of storage capacity, you know what Iran is going to have to do? Shut down their wells. When you shut down a well, especially if you cap it, to prevent it from fully draining back down into the underground storage, the natural aquifer of the oil, you cap a oil well, it takes sometimes 1 to 2 years to get that pump, that well working again. If they run out of storage capacity and start shutting down oil wells, it would be devastating for their country. Timing of all this is very interesting. And we will continue to watch it, monitor it. But I think this week, we're getting to a tipping point. Pakistan leaders are acting as an intermediary mediator for the negotiations. Iran came out last night and put a post on Twitter that they appreciate all the effort that Pakistan leaders are helping settle this disagreement with President Trump. And that they said yesterday that they're willing now to negotiate in earnest. They are serious now because the blockade is putting a stranglehold. Treasury Secretary Bessent said yesterday's show, the war has shifted. It's no longer this war strategy being epic fury, it's now turning into financial fury. It is now a financial situation. And they are dying. All of their resources have stopped coming in. It's getting to the point, folks, they're not even going to be able to pay their army, their soldiers. In the Iranian Republic Guard, they're not going to be able to pay their army soldiers. This military is going to collapse. And when that happens, the people of Iran can maybe finally take their country back and become Persia once again. That's ultimately what they want to do. They have rebelled against this regime, been working on it now for 47 years. Well, thanks to Donald Trump, the United States military, at a very huge expense and cost to us, as well as Israel's army, they are now being crippled to this point of negotiations. And the bottom line is the Persian people, the Iranians, are going to have to stand up. They're going to have to take their country back and kick these guys out permanently once and for all. One of the interesting stories, I don't know if I have enough time to get into this right now, but we'll get it started. recently in Detroit. 2 days endorsement convention for the Democratic Party. Well, now multiple Democrats are calling for an audit of all of the Michigan Democratic Party convention race results from an outside firm, which is being asked for in an appeal by Senator Sylvia Santana of Detroit, who allegedly lost the party's Michigan State University trustee race by only 15 votes. Yesterday, the Detroit News reported that Santana filed a 53-page appeal with the Michigan Democratic Party regarding the results of their endorsement convention in Detroit on April 19th. According to the Detroit News story, review of unofficial voting results from the convention, which the Michigan Democratic Party had not released publicly, were leaked to a small pool of press. The release of the vote showed that Santana came in third place, losing by only 15 votes. Two seats on the Michigan State University Board of Trustees up for election in November is incumbent trustee Kelly Tabe, Henry Ford's government relations director, came in second place with 31% of the vote, and the incumbent, Brianna Scott, a Muskegon lawyer, received 38%. Well, Santana's campaign claimed that it discovered more than 200 votes that were cast remotely from outside downtown Detroit's Huntington Place Convention Center. Based on its review of the location data for the devices used in voting, the Michigan Democratic Party require in its convention rules that only credentialed party members physically present while voting were able to count. Santana said in filing that the petitioners as candidates needed 829 valid signatures in order to be voted on at the convention. They learned of Democrats, listen to this, from as far away as Montenegro in Antrim County, Michigan, during their convention. Antrim County, my county. Her trustee campaign also argues that if the 200 remote votes were not counted, she would have won by 50 votes. Now others are joining the call in Santana's appeal, calling for all Michigan Democratic Party race results to be audited by an outside firm. The endorsement convention featured 7,200 credentialed party members that appeared in person. They picked the Attorney General, Secretary of State, Michigan Supreme Court, and two seats on each statewide election education boards. Well, yesterday, Attorney General Dana Nessel supported Santana's call for the independent audit. We'll wrap this story up in the next segment. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.